Harper Audio presents The Dalemark Quartet, Cart and Quidder, by Diane Wynne Jones, read by Hugh Parmenter. Chapter 1.
Do come out of that dream, Morrill, Lenina said.
Glad rags, Morrill, said Brid. We're nearly in Derrent.
Morrill sighed reproachfully. He had not been in a dream, and he felt it was unfair of his mother to call it that. He had merely been gazing at the white road as it wandered northwards, thinking how glad he was to be going that way again, and how glad he would be to get out of the south. It was spring, and it was already far too hot. But that was not the worst of the south. The worst, to Morrill's mind, was the need to be careful. You dared not put a foot or a word out of place for fear of being clapped in jail. People were watching all the time to report what you said. It gave Morrill the creeps, and it irked him that there were songs his father dared not sing in the south for fear of sounding seditious. They were the best songs, too, to Morrill's mind. They all came from the north. Morrill himself had been born in the north, in the earldom of Hanart, and his favourite hero, the Adon, had once upon a time been Earl of Hanart.
You're dreaming again, Lenina said sharply. No, I'm not, said Morrill.
He left his perch behind the driving seat and climbed hastily into the covered back of the cart. His mother and his sister were already changed into their cheap tinsel-trimmed show dresses. Lenina, who was pale and blonde and still very beautiful, was in her silver and pale gold. Brid, who was darker and browner, had a glimmering peacock dress. Lenina hung Morrill's suit above the rack of musical instruments, and Morrill squeezed up to that end to change, very careful not to bang a quidder or scrape the hand organ. Each instrument was shiny with use and gleaming with care. Each had its special place. Everything in the cart did. Clennon insisted on it. He said that life in a small cart would otherwise become impossible. Once Morrill was changed, he emerged from the cart as a very flamboyant figure, for his suit was the same peacock as Brid's dress, and his hair was red, a bright, wild red. He had inherited Lenina's paleness. His face was white, with a few red freckles.
You know, Mother,
Brid said, as she had said before every show since they left Holland,
I don't think I like that colour on Morrill.
It makes people notice him, said Lenina,
and went to take the reins while Clennon and Dagna changed in their turn. Morrill went to walk in the damp springing grass on the roadside, which was rough, soft under his toes, where he could have a good view of the cart that was his home. It was painted in a number of noticeable colours, principally pink and gold. Picked out in gold and sky blue along the sides were the words, Clennon the Singer. Morrill knew it was very garish, but he loved this cart all the same. It moved softly, because it was well-sprung and well-oiled, and ran easily behind Olob, the glistening brown horse. Clennon always said he would not part with Olob for an earldom. Olob, his real name was Barangar Olob, because Clennon loved long names, was harnessed in pink and scarlet, with a great deal of polished brass, and looked as magnificent as the rest of the turnout. Morrill was just thinking that his mother and Brid on the driving seat looked like two queens, or perhaps a queen and a princess, when Clennon stuck his head out of the canvas at the back.
"Admiring us, are you?"
he said cheerfully. Morrill smiled and nodded.
"It's like life," Clennon said. "You may wonder what goes on inside, but what matters is the look of it and the kind of performance we give. Remember that?"
His head popped back inside again. Morrill went on smiling. His father was always giving them odd thoughts to remember. He would probably want this one repeated to him in a day or so. Morrill thought about it, in the dreamy way in which he usually gave his attention to anything, and he could not see that their turnout was like life. Life was not pink and gold. At least, some of theirs was, he supposed. But that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?